In Antarctica, the Wilkins Ice Shelf is in the final stages of collapse. An ice bridge up to 40 kilometres long, but at its narrowest, just 500 metres wide, was the only thing holding the giant shelf to the Antarctic continent. The disintegration of the shelf has scientists worried. They're concerned the event shows climate change is happening faster than previously thought, a concern shared by the new US Interior Secretary. Michael Vincent reports.
From above, parts of the Wilkins ice shelf now look like giant panes of shattered glass.
The ice shelf has almost exploded into a large number, you know, hundreds of small icebergs.
Professor David Vaughan is a glaciologist with the British Antarctic Survey. He's been monitoring the Wilkins ice shelf for some time with the help of satellite imagery.
The images on the European Space Agency website show that the ice bridge was relatively stable for the past month or two. In fact, we visited the ice bridge, we landed on it with an aircraft and put a GPS, a satellite positioning system, onto the ice shelf. And that's another way that we've been monitoring its movement over the last few weeks.
Researchers believe the ice bridge was an important barrier, keeping the rest of the ice shelf in place. Dr. Ted Skambos is the lead scientist at the National Snow and Ice Data Centre at the University of Colorado, and he spoke to Radio National.
The follow-on is that large chunks of ice break away from the area that's become unstable because it's no longer braced, and we see a retreat to a smaller ice shelf, or perhaps no ice shelf at all if it's in the last stages. Right now, I think about half the Wilkins will remain after this is done.
The size of the impact on sea levels is still being debated, but scientists believe climate change is affecting the Antarctic to a greater extent than previously expected. And events on the Antarctic Peninsula have prompted the US Interior Secretary Ken Salazar to release a statement saying it demonstrates once again the profound effects our planet is already experiencing more rapidly than previously thought as a consequence of climate change. Dr. Ted Skambos.
The question that still remains is to what extent greenhouse gases are actually leading the way in terms of this particular round of climate change. You can't make that determination on the basis of watching something like the Wilkins breakup alone. But when you take the overall picture of Earth's climate changing virtually everywhere at a rather rapid rate, and at the same time see greenhouse gases increasing in the atmosphere at a rapid rate, the correlation between those two things and the logical progression of events that you'd anticipate from models all point to human-caused warming, changing of the atmosphere, leading the way on the current increase in temperature, both ocean and atmosphere, that the Earth is going through right now.
Dr. Ted Skambos from the University of Colorado speaking there with AM's Michael Vincent.